John 2, and I just want to share with you a little bit here. story of Jesus and his first miracle. And there's things we can glean from this story. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, "We're Pentecostal, we can't have any." No. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "They have no wine." Of course, you know, everybody knows that Mary is Catholic, so Jesus is Jewish, so there's no problems. Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." In other words, you know, I wasn't going to start my public ministry yet. Going to hold off a day or two or something. I don't know what the deal was, but he wasn't excited about the whatever. I wanted to make note while we're reading this that it's interesting. The Bible does say, if you believe the Bible, that this is the beginning, see, of miracles. Verse 11, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana. So this was the first recorded miracle. The thing that I wanted you to note about it is that the first miracle that Jesus did was a provisional miracle. We've had an idea that all miracles are physical in nature as far as a healing type of miracle. In other words, a blind person's eyes are opened, or a deaf person's ears are opened, or a person with leprosy. Not only is the leprosy removed, but that which was already destroyed by the disease is replaced. Wholeness comes. Amen. Creative miracles like that. We understand that. We believe in that. We've been, you know, having healing lines for years. But did you notice here that the first miracle that was recorded was a provisional miracle? And I also wanted to add this about it because, you know, Oral Roberts coined the phrase, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. And then they used to sing a little chorus back in the tent days in Brother Roberts' ministry, called Expect a Miracle Every Day. And, you know, years later when I grew up with that song and hearing that, but years later I used to think about Expect a Miracle Every Day. That seems extreme. And then we have people in the Faith Monument who are saying that that it's ridiculous to live with an expectancy of miracles. That really, if you're walking and living in the Word, you shouldn't need a miracle. Did you ever hear that doctrine? See, well, the thing is now here is Jesus working a miracle for something that's not life or death. And that's something that I want you to note about this miracle, is we tend to think, well, we only would receive a miracle or expect a miracle if it's life or death, if it's like, would just there's no other way but to have a miracle. But here, I mean, the worst thing that could have happened is that the hosts of the wedding would have had to say, "I'm very sorry, we didn't plan well, and we're out of wine." I mean, that's the worst thing that would have happened. No one would have died from the lack of wine. No one would have, been hurt or injured or harmed in any way because they ran out of wine. I guess an alcoholic might have been in trouble, have a breakdown in some way. But, I mean, other than that, you know, what? They're out of wine, you know. But other than Uncle Charlie, that always, you know. Anyway, in other words, the thing that I want you to see about the first miracle was that it, in a sense, it was a miracle worked for a luxury item. Because I think that even in that day, for them to have a feast for the wedding, they must have been wealthier people. I mean, I don't think that the poorest of people even probably had wine. Or if they did, it would have been a very limited amount or whatever. But not where you have, this is such a huge affair that they have a governor of the feast, like a master of ceremonies. I mean, this is a big deal. This is a big shot, expensive, highfalutin, hoity-toity wedding. And they ran out of wine. See, it's embarrassing. So the worst thing that we have here is an inconvenience and an embarrassment, and yet that's what Jesus worked his first miracle to avoid. Now, see, that speaks volumes to me of how much God cares about the fine, minute details of your life. Amen.